It's June 23rd, 2015, and this is Inside Out, The Naked Truth, coming to you live from Lupin Lodge in the Santa Cruz Mountains of Northern California, where clothing is optional, but the truth is always naked. And I am Errol Strider.
And I am Rochelle Alicia Strider. Welcome to our home at Lupin Lodge. We invited you over tonight for some conversation, a few laughs, several spiritual perspectives, and as many surprises as possible.
Our time has been gifted tonight, sponsored by Go Raw. Rochelle likes that, gifted. I kind of like it too, because it is a gift. 100% raw food that just tastes good and it's good for you.
What can you say about it? Except go get it.
You can find it
at Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and the organic section of Costco. And if you want it, go to goraw.com to find out just where you can get it in your neighborhood.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
In case you didn't know, tonight's show is going to be unbelievable. Starting to explore little expressions or words that we say a lot, and sometimes we don't think about them, but we just say them, and we're going to give some thought to the words that we say a lot.
I beg your pardon?
It's unbelievable.
You sure?
Yeah.
Those were two of the words we were with the last couple shows.
I like the word of exploring, you know, like we play with it, because sometimes you say something, like people say, you know. Probably about four times in a paragraph.
Well, you do, because I edit out all your you knows. And do you know how hard it is when I edit these shows?
You shouldn't, because it's part of the colloquialism of the world that we live in. But that's beside the point.
Points on the other side, you
mean?
Yes,
that's one we can explore one day, beside the point.
That's beside the point. I love that. We'll do beside the point. That's great. Okay.
But tonight we're doing unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
And how many things you probably think are unbelievable. Somebody dies young? Unbelievable. Somebody makes you laugh so hard that you could fall down? That's unbelievable.
You're Joe Feldman. Your first time in Colorado, and you're standing atop of Rocky Mountain National Park. Joe is Rochelle's deceased dad, by the way. And you look out, and you say in your thick Brooklyn accent, unbelievable.
Well, he didn't have that throat.
Not quite. You know,
but yeah, it was unbelievable. He was standing there. What is it when the waters come together at that point? Great Divide. He was standing at the Great Divide where, I mean, the rivers go in one direction, and then they go in the other direction.
They've had several people try and go in both directions at the Great Divide.
That's unbelievable.
And they weren't all that successful.
No, because it's unbelievable.
Well, that raises the question of belief, see, believable, believing. So the undercurrent of tonight, and maybe it could be a cross current, I'm not particular.
Or a Great Divide.
Or a Great Divide. But is the whole notion of belief. You say something like unbelievable, and it's generally said with some level of awe or amazement or surprise.
Or incredulity.
I love incredulity. I love saying incredulity. I will say it later tonight. I will come back and talk about incredulity. Thank you, Marcel. This is one of our guests that come on the show. And
they just pop in and out.
They do.
They're unbelievable. So the undercurrent.
Yeah, the undercurrent is the whole question of beliefs, like what makes something unbelievable. That implies that we had a belief that this thing wouldn't happen or couldn't happen. And it probably just as easily could have been an unconscious belief, because sometimes the unbelievable thing occurs and we didn't know that we didn't believe it could happen until that moment when it happens and we go, unbelievable.
But I mean, natural phenomenon is very often pegged as unbelievable. All of a sudden, an earthquake happened, especially where we live. I mean, you're just walking around and all of a sudden the earth is moving in different directions all at once, and buildings are falling down and trees are falling down, and that feels unbelievable.
Sounds like my brain cells.
But that's believable.
Oh, whoops.
With you.
Oh, that's too bad. So back to being unbelievable and the nature of belief. Belief is vital. It's as vital as breath. Belief that actually keeps driving us through. It's like belief fuels the engine and ultimate continuity of our beingness, that we continue to believe. Belief carries us forward in and through the vast array of existence as it parades before me in its infinite variations of being itself.
That's unbelievable. Not really. That's pretty believable to me, but it could be very unbelievable to somebody.
Well, here's an unbelievable thing that doesn't get enough press. We're all spinning. That's
unbelievable. Except when I get dizzy. Then I believe it.
We're going to see if we can do a rescue on that joke. We have an RX for bad jokes.
It wasn't a joke. It was true.
Oh. Well, there you go. See. We also have an RX for assumptions and judgments. I am continually confronted by the erroneousness of many of my assessments and judgments and evaluations of people and circumstances.
That's unbelievable.
It's so expanding. Now, if I still have that need to be right thing kicking in out of my consciousness and my pride and self-value identified with being right, mm-hmm. and so if I were wrong when I confronted something that was unbelievable, I would not feel good about it. I would be inclined to resist it. And by golly, if that pride and arrogance and I've got to be right character doesn't just pop up every chance he gets.
Unbelievable.
As a matter of fact, he's here now. Come on in. Doug, the unbeliever. You can't believe any of it. You know what they tell you? Start with the politicians. Ain't that obvious? You know, they tell you this, they tell you that. Nah, that is truly unbelievable. Yep, there's the downside of unbelievable, where it really is unbelievable. And the goodness that extends out forever in the universe, unbelievable. You know, just unbelievable. And people getting along with each other, you know, respect and love and all that stuff, unbelievable.
Why? Have you never felt that?
Well, I feel it once in a while, you know, on a Good Friday. But I felt it last year, a couple of days. It was good. I had a particularly good release of bodily activity. And so that left me feeling pretty good for a couple of days.
So that was believable.
Well, it became more believable after that, for sure. You know, and it was like, oh, my goodness, I like that feeling, that release of that body activity, the way it does do that.
Sometimes you're when you're, all your thoughts get clogged up like that. You need a release too, don't you?
Generally so, because my thoughts, a lot of them want to be first, coming out of my mouth. And they get jammed up in the doorway, and then they end up saying things like, and, you know, that's why people say and a lot, because their thoughts all get jammed up in the doorway. And it's like, can...
Unbelievable.
Well, that's the unbeliever. It is kind of unbelievable, isn't it? The old unbeliever just...
Well, what's unbelievable to me, even though I understand it and I see where it comes from, is the ways that we posture and try to puff ourselves up to feel that we have purpose or we have meaning or we have worth, which tells me all the time that we obviously don't believe we have any of those things.
That reminds me of an insight I had where I got that the impulse to expand and get larger is fundamental to who we are. But there's the ego way of trying to accomplish that, and then there's the fundamental way of trying to accomplish that, the essential way, the reality way. Mm. And the ego's way is to accomplish the enlargement of self by puffing us up with ourself with fear.
It could be unbelievable, but I know it's true.
And it's really good at that. Now, the other side is what fundamental reality, it fills you up with love, She doesn't puff you up, not that false puffiness. Okay? It just fills you up with love. And what is love? Love is the constant, forever joining, decision by decision, throughout the universe. Each time union is chosen, that adds to the literal substance and dimensionality of existence, including you, partner.
Huh. That's unbelievable. No, it isn't. You know, I have to say it over and over again.
I know, but what it is amazing. And let's take a few moments here just to kind of ponder what it is to be amazed.
Amazing is not necessarily unbelievable.
It's amazing. Well, now let's take a look at that. Is unbelievable the same as it's amazing? Well, first of all, I want to acknowledge One Eskimo. That's the person's name, the performer, One Eskimo. And he sang that. I felt that he was amazed, and he got that we were one forever, and he'd been reborn into that consciousness. And there's something really amazing about the possibility of becoming reborn, born again. And I think he used that term, born again. And I think what that is for me is to be awakened into the self that I am, the spiritual expanding love presence that's moving out into the universe. As I go into and live out of that person, rather than the frightened, judgmental, ego, comparison, guilty, immature, prideful, out of control, demented, judgmental character that is often my ego.
For me, another way of saying it, or another way of positing it, is that when I was born as a physical being, and then when I'm born as a spiritual being, the reality, a consciousness, or maybe my consciousness gets born as to who I really am in terms of the larger picture or the larger universe. And when people use the word a lot, they use it as getting born to a particular belief system, born again.
That's a common usage.
Right, there's a common usage. And I think of it as like escaping belief systems when you're truly born again.
Now that's unbelievable. Escaping. Did you hear that, folks? Okay, welcome to The Great Escape, where we're planning the escape from the evil belief systems that guard us and keep us locked into this very limited experience of life.
Yes.
But we're going to have an escape.
That's right.
And you all who are listening, you can escape with us. I'll tell you how we do it. Okay. Listen close. First of all, I asked someone today if they would like to essentially go through that breakthrough experience and leave the ego behind and go out into that expanded self. And this person was so honest. I was so amazed and gratified. He said, no, I'm into the ego. He was very clear. So I appreciated it. It was really funny. Anyway, as I said to him, it's being aware of yourself and being honest with yourself. I really believe that is the ground step toward awakening and awareness. And I believe that if you follow that track of being honest with yourself and mindful and aware of yourself, and if you stay with that, you will end up well beyond the borders of the ego consciousness.
It's unbelievable, but it's wonderful.
I look forward to it. I heard about it. I heard that it was a great place to get beyond the ego, Charlotte. Because when you're out there beyond the ego, you're like flying free, but you still got to think about the carry-on, how much that going to cost, and then the gas when you get in the cab, when you get there. I mean, going for a flight ain't just a simple thing, even if it's not just a flight of fancy, but a flight into an atmosphere, unlimited consciousness. Ha! Huh. That's unbelievable.
And that's like awe. That's where unbelievable sounds more like awe. Wow, that's awesome. I wrote this the other day, and I was trying to capture a place that I really love being. And I just used a tiny little bit of words to capture a tiny little bit of space. I like living in the space where jagged edges become rounded, where strident voices become cries for help. Where once was separate is now united, where every person is so wonderfully unique, and I am the recipient of their mystery. Wow. I like being in that space, and I go there a lot, but not enough.
But fortunately, we have created a prototype of Rochelle as kind of a holographic likeness of her, and you can order this direct from us. And it comes in kind of a holographic package. When it comes, you add water and air.
A little sake. It's going to be me.
All right. It's true. It is Rochelle like-alike. And you can have this of a consciousness yourself. Or you could have your own consciousness and see what that might actually bring to you. Either way, you know, whether you call it amazing or unbelievable, it's incredible.
Whole world is watching us now. It's a little intimidating. But since there's no way to calm down, let's give them something amazing.
incredible with Celine Dion and Ne-Yo.
Ne-Yo?
Ne-Yo. I know I sound like I don't know who these people are, and that's really because I don't.
You don't know Celine Dion is?
Of course, I know Celine Dion.
But who's the other
person?
She
was married to Leonardo DiCaprio. Of course I know her.
That's really unbelievable.
What?
You know, I just realized that it's not the attainment of consciousness that's unbelievable. Like people having like really experiences beyond the material. I think it's the fact that we believe that that's not believable that's unbelievable.
So it's kind of a reverse unbelievableness. It's like the word unbelievable comes up behind the word unbelievable.
Yes.
And gives it a kick.
Gives it a kick in the you know where.
Yeah. Unbelieve. To me, believe, the reason it's so vital to life is because it really sums up all we have to do. It says, be life. Believe. It's be life. So that's what it is
that's
to believe. Yeah.
Know that you found that in there. Yeah.
Well, I was scurrying around looking for it, a little net like a squirrel.
I think the wonderful thing about unbelievable is that it's so hard to believe things beyond our material consciousness. And the mystery of life, the things we don't know anything about, have a reality that seems unbelievable, but to me, are truly believable in the sense that I have experienced so much of it and so little at the same time, but enough to make me believe in the unbelievable.
It gets easier with practice. And the only way you can build it or grow it is to practice. It's why we often refer to that wonderful book called Practicing the Presence of God, which was a collection of letters written by a, I think, 18th century monk living in a monastery, and he was the dishwasher. We've talked to him before. I think we had him over one night.
Brother Lawrence. Because we had so many dishes to wash. I mean, you know.
We needed him.
That's
he talked about this practicing of the presence of God. So what does that mean? I'm talking to you cynics out there, all right? Okay, pay attention. This is not just for the believers. Because we recognize there are a lot of you out there who have a lot of trouble believing. For some reason, you looked at life and you went, nah, I don't think so. No, whatever. You know, you got cynical, you got pessimistic, and you kind of went, nah, that's really not unbelievable. You know? Forget it. It's not unbelievable like that. It's just a pile of draining problems, one after the other.
I was thinking about that today in terms of like there are some people, and this seems unbelievable, but they really seem to, their lives create problems. They live out of them. They get arrested. They get knocked up when they shouldn't have gotten knocked up. They have problems all through their lives. They're problem laden. I think that's unbelievable, but I keep meeting people like that.
So here's a core belief that I really see as a perfect example of how belief defines our life. Because many people do not believe that they deserve the fullness.
Unbelievable.
Well, there is that. They don't deserve it, and they feel deserving of, in fact, punishment because they were, quote unquote, made to believe at some point as they were growing up that they were unworthy of love. Naturally, you're going to be wary. At the very least, you're going to be suspicious and wary. So to cross that great divide into a place of belief, you can't just get from there to there, but we do provide a convenient bridge. And we're going to tell you how you can get that right now, how you can order this convenient bridge right now. Because what the convenient bridge is from one to the other is a willingness. Yep, a willingness.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Not even a big willingness. Like a little willingness. Like it can be as little as maybe. I mean, that would be qualified as a little willingness, wouldn't you?
It was drawn out so long, it seemed like a lot of unwillingness.
Okay. I can see that. Unbelievable.
Now, there's a word that would say a little willingness. Okay. Okay.
Right. That's good. Okay. So that's why you have to find a place in you. If you want to do this, there might be that voice that says, why would I want to do this? I see what these people who with this stupid consciousness-raising BS, what does it get them? They still shit, they still get diseased, they still die, and they still have to pay their rent. I mean, come on. It's very basic to those things, those very basic things. Well, good point. I'll not argue that. But I think what that means is that for those folks who can make that leap, wow, it's going to feel so good to get there. The appreciation level is going to be unbelievable because in many ways, not only is it, what was the word she used? Incredible. I think it's inevitable.
Inevitable. I would say that is not even unbelievable.
We have the incredible inevitables playing the unbelievables tonight in a match of top this.
Oh, my God. He's unbelievable, this man. Where does he come up with these?
The infinite incredibles might say something like, I can't see an end. I just can't. I don't see any ending anywhere.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's incredible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, see what I mean? It just comes spinning right around on you. Before you know it, it's got you by the behind. And that unbelievable is pushing the next unbelievable along. And that's what we look at here on Inside Out, The Naked Truth. We're broadcasting on June 23rd, 2015. It's a beautiful night here. Omahai, Father O'Malley. Oh, it's a beautiful night. The light is reflecting off the trees, and it's such a delicious moment of the time of the day, dusk. I can see why some people prefer to just drop off the earth around dusk. That's what it is, you know. They don't realize they're just dropping off the earth. But tell them not to worry, because when they drop off the earth, there'll be a little supernafim or seraphim or some kind of fim. They'll be there to catch them. Because you can count on the fims.
As unbelievable as that is, Father O'Malley, it does sound kind of nice.
Well, there's only one way to find out. That's why I think it's inevitable. At a certain point, you totally let go. And if it has to be physical death, so be it. The universe of love will take you any way you come, even as is.
I just thought that the future, in many ways, is always unbelievable.
Well, who thought it'd be there? Just when you were having the now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think of our granddaughter, you know, who's going to be 4 months old in a couple of days. And everything is so brand new. We were watching her the other day as her body began to move to that place where she could turn over. And I found myself thinking, that's unbelievable.
Come on. We were kind of rooting for her. Come on, you can do it.
But the thing is that it is because she's never done it before. It's all brand new. And there's something about the newness of something that defies our believability.
Well, that's what makes them moments to remember.
Yes.
January to December, we'll have moments to remember. Summer.
entered, and the present disappears. The laughter we were glad to share will echo through the years. When other nights and other days may find us gone our separate ways, we will have these moments to remember.
It's unbelievable that you find music like this. I find that amazing.
Well, Moments to Remember, the Four Lads.
Oh, the Four Lads. Oh, my God.
It was such an innocent time.
Yeah.
On
I mean,
surface.
The same things were happening. It's like, I think our innocence shielded us from the reality by not talking about it.
Okay, that's a great lead into where I want to go now. Because to some extent, I don't want us to shield ourselves from a reality that we're not talking about. And that has to do with a couple things. Climate change. And all the versions of racism that are still going on, or let's call it separationism. It can be anything.
Yeah, anything that you choose to stand on one side of the bridge and push somebody over the other side of the bridge so that you don't get close to them.
Yeah, well, yes, this is Lord Umbridge here, the fundamental, I see it. People continue to identify themselves by their limited self. I mean, think about it. The self you think you are is fundamentally extremely limited. Very tiny, on an extremely teeny, 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 tiny planet out in a very incy-weensy solar system. I mean, it's like so very insignificant. So we think we are that, and we adhere to the boundaries of that, and we construct them. That's what the ego does. It constructs the boundaries of the self with beliefs that are inherently limiting.
But I think that when we're coming from a state of the ego, we see it quite the opposite. We don't see it as limiting. We see ourselves as unlimited, just magnificent, being special, even bad special. It doesn't matter.
How do you get from that to that belief from there?
I think what happens is that when you start thinking about yourself a great deal, you become special. Because that's all you think about. If you stared at a glass of water for a really long time, it would be very special to you. I mean, it would take your attention. All your attention would be on it. And so the ego is an attention getter.
That's unbelievable, folks, ain't it? I love that. The ego is an attention getter.
It does. It's constantly trying to get attention to itself. And it'll do it any way possible. But it doesn't realize that because it believes that that is the way it is. It doesn't see it as something different or unusual or that needs to be fixed. And if you don't have it, you're sorely lacking.
Well, that's why when I was senator from one of the southern states, we tried to get a law on the ego. We called it our catch and release ego program. And the way it worked is that you catch your ego and then you release it because you don't want to hold on to that sucker. It is sticky, gooey, and gets smelly very quickly. So you catch that ego, and then you release it. You know how to catch your ego? You just grab it by its belief system. For example, it's liable to have a judgment that it's inferior or superior to something else. You just grab that thing, and you catch it. And you go, oh, there's that ego again, making comparisons. And then you release it. Let it go. You don't need to hold on to that anymore. You just keep playing catch and release.
But how do you release it? Releasing something that is part of who you are is not as easy as the words you just used.
Well, that's why I don't normally use these words, because I know they're basically ineffectual.
That's unbelievable. How do you escape that one?
But I thought tonight, in view of this celebration of the law we tried to enact, we try to get people to turn in their egos. That's right. Yeah. If you catch your, if you see an ego out there, turn him in.
Errol, you came up with something that I thought was wonderful about the ego. Say it.
The ego has two jobs, to get out of the way and wave goodbye. You heard it here, folks.
I mean, we'd like to give the ego those jobs. In truth, the ego doesn't want to do any of those things. It doesn't want to get out of the way. It wants to be in the way very much.
What was that poem I wrote and you read?
In the Way?
In the Way. Do you remember how it goes?
No.
Let me see if I do. I'm in the way today, again, like a weed crowding out growth. Mine. In the way, most of the day. But sometimes I let it in and feel the strength of surrender's touch, and I get out of the way. But once again, I need to be in the way.
It's unbelievable you could remember that much of it.
It was. There were a couple sentences, I admit, I left out, and I know I'm going to hear it from them. I know as soon as I get back to them and see what those sentences said, they're going to go, you're not supposed to have left us out. What is with that?
I think being in our own way is definitely something most of us do. Most of the things that trip us up, our own feet.
And that goes back to the belief, because what holds that condition in place? We agree that it's an illusion, and yet something is holding it in place, and that is our belief that it's real. And that's the ultimate surrender, when surrender's strength comes close and I'm out of the way. And that is the incredible inevitable.
Well, incredible inevitable is fun. I like that. That's an epiphany that moves us from one place to another. The realization that we can move beyond this moment in consciousness. Just the realization that I don't have to hold on to this limiting belief that I am anything. You know, I do think that that's something that happens to people or not. Either happens or it doesn't happen.
Well, it's just a question of when. Like, I wrote a piece called The Traveler, and it was a piece about a spiritual being trying to make contact with a person throughout his life. And he made a remark to this person after they emerged out of the mortal coil of the physical body and showed up at that next level. And he said, you're fine. It's all good. It was just kind of a shame to waste so much time to uplift your planet. So I think one of the advantages clearly of the path of expanding awareness is a releasing of much unneeded pain and suffering. For example, now we have the climate change, okay? And we have the projections of what we think could be happening and what is already supposed to happen. And we have the science that says, yeah, this is kind of inevitable because these forces have been set in motion and they're going to have their biological, chemical, atomic, social effect on everything and everybody. So what I believe will behoove us to do, given that, is to say, how do I have to reshape my life and my perceptions in order to be able to achieve that, and in fact, go back into a state of wonder, because it's wonder, again, that's going to open the door for us of that climate.
When I was younger, I believed the dreams came true. Now I wonder, because I've seen much more dark skies than I'm blue. Now I wonder, I keep on praying for a blue sky. I keep on searching through the rain. I keep on thinking of the good times. Will they ever come again? Now I wonder. Thank you.
keep on praying for blue skies. I keep on searching through the rain. I keep on thinking of the good times. Will they ever come again? Now I wonder.
And if you wonder what the rest of that song was like, you can find it on YouTube. It's by Chris Isaak. So I hope your wondering has been stimulated tonight as we ponder the phenomenon of unbelievable.
Just pondering the unbelievable is unbelievable.
It is, but pondering's gotten cheaper. Have you noticed as the price of gas has gone up, the price of ponders are like half?
I was thinking about something you said about the future. We talk about climate change. We talk about it in the most negative sense. But I wonder if that adaptable being, which are many adaptable beings, what they will be like as a result of it. There's something about not conquering adversity so much as becoming one with the solution to adversity, really embracing it so that you can find within its very nature the answer that will release you from it. So, well, you have to plan for this, and we're too late, it's already here. And yet, that's the way we are. We tend to be like that, humans. There's very few of us who think ahead and plan for the inevitable.
And that's why we're late so much.
Are we late?
Yeah, we get there late. People, we're late. How many times have you heard people say, I'm late, we're going to be late, they're late.
I'm late.
How late
I'm
are
late
they?
For a very important date.
Think about the amount of time the human race spends on the phenomenon of lateness, being late, expectations around late, importance of being on time versus the relative not importance.
It's unbelievable that you went there. Where are you? We got into being late.
Well, by virtue
time.
Of what you just said.
What did I say that made you say that?
Listen to these in the archives. As a matter of fact.
No, I want to know because I lost my train of thought.
If you see Rochelle's train of thought, could you call us or send an email to me at estrider?
It could be with my missing shoes.
Estrider at gmail.com. We're looking for a missing thought, was it? Can you
train of thought.
Can you describe the missing train of thought so they'll know what to look for?
Well, it's long and it's got an engine at both ends.
Uh-huh.
So it can either go back or front.
Those are my favorite kinds of trains of thought, aren't they yours?
Yes, they are mine too, but I don't know where mine went.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, I know. I was talking about the nature of adversity expanding our consciousness. We don't see that. We look at something, oh, these are bad things that are going to happen. And yes, they probably will. They will test us sorely, so to speak. I hate to be one of those totally Pollyanna people. A new consciousness will be created as we deal with these things.
Unbelievable as it sounds.
And it does sound unbelievable.
I want to reinforce what you're saying, because one of the things I've noticed as I've become less resistant and fearful of things that impinge upon my definition of myself.
Definition of comfort be like that.
That too. As I embrace it and get a hold of it, which is essentially getting hold of myself, invariably, it offers up all these new possibilities that I never would have thought of that wouldn't happen if I hadn't allowed for that moment of just opening up.
Open up.
But again, it goes back to something that I say a lot to people, that one thing that makes a big difference is whether or not you have rhythm.
Rhythm, I got music, I got my bed, who can ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures, I got my bed, who can ask for anything more? Oh man, trouble, I don't let him, you won't find him around.
around my door. I got stars, I got some drinks, I got my man. You can ask for anything more. Little but the body, the do do people put it to do. Moment if not, moment if not, I'm in trouble, but it's a different leader. You won't find him. I got rhythm, I got music. Body,
I Got Rhythm, live with Nikki Yanofsky.
You know what's unbelievable? Is that there are people walking around who don't have rhythm.
Well, that's what I want to suggest.
Because I think everybody born has rhythm.
But I want to go back to talking to the cynics and the ones who kind of go, yeah, right. It's okay. You don't want to go in that direction. But at least have some rhythm. You can have rhythm as a substitute. Because if you have rhythm, you will find that your life can take on a flow of its own, because everything comes in rhythms, sound waves, up and down, the sound waves that are hitting your ears as I speak are rhythmic expressions of reality. Breathing is a rhythm. So even if we just concentrate on our breathing, we are concentrating on this most fundamental and unbelievable of phenomena, that the universe respirates.
Friend said to me the other day, what she finds unbelievable is radio waves. The fact that our voice can reach out and touch somebody far away. It's riding on waves to do that. And pictures came along and do that. These waves that can move sound and motion out beyond right here. It's unbelievable. It really is. So if you're hearing our voice, just realize it's unbelievable.
You know what I always thought was unbelievable and very much a mystery was how they could put a little needle on a piece of vinyl and sound would come out. I'm still can't get over that.
Yes, and my friend said exactly the same thing. She said she thought that was unbelievable, too, that they could make records like that.
So there you are. And the fact that they've made someone as unique as, for example, yourself, you who are listening in this moment, fully involved and ensconced in yourself. And yet you are aware, as we all are, of other selfhood and the invitation in the universe. Once you got rhythm. Is to climb on board, climb into that car of willingness, which is at the back of the train. And then just car by car, you'll just keep expanding your willingness until your will becomes completely permeated by and enfolded in and released from the very essence of the universe will itself that is driving all creation in the first place.
That's unbelievable.
What can I tell you? I'm just making observations.
But what you see is not necessarily what anybody else sees. And that's unbelievable.
Well, there you
have it. The fact that everybody can stand from their perspective and see something and believe that and only that, what they see is real and believable. Mm-hmm. And somebody standing and looking at the same phenomenon from a different perspective thinks that other person is unbelievable.
They should be arrested. So we've had an unbelievable time. What do we have to remember, Rochelle?
That life may seem unbelievable, but this is true. If you resist things, they resist you back. So remember, resistance is what you add to pain to make it last longer and hurt more.
Unbelievable. Thank you.
I'm in the way today again, like a weed crowding out growth. Mine in the way most of the day, but alone sometimes I let it in. When I'm out of the way, I feel the bulk of softness. Surrender strength comes close, never crowds. Then once again, I'm way in, instead of around, in front of, rather than apart. In the way, if only I could be in the way.